Hi, everyone. This is NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace and Fox Sports analyst. You are on the road with Dane and WGN.
Oh, show me the way. The show me the way.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Hi. Atop Chicagoland, and we always say how far we can see. We can see a long way on a clear day. I don't know that we can see all the way to St. Louis, but this guy sees it on a regular basis, and now he's going to be seen, I think, in a different, even more enhanced light. Honored to have, you know, one of the most beloved and entertaining personalities in motorsports as a driver, ambassador, and as part of that great NASCAR on Fox team, the one and only Kenny Wallace. Kenny, welcome back to WGN.
Well, it's an honor. What a great radio station, WGN. I don't think it gets any more famous than this, so thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You have gotten a lot of titles and accolades, and people have, and you know this, appreciated what it is that you do, and you appreciate it back. But we're going to have to add, the next time that we have you on, we're going to have to add Hall of Famer to the introduction. So big congratulations from all of your fans here on the station, at the show, to be inducted. You're going to be part of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame.
Man, I am completely caught off guard and honored. You know, I always tell my best friends I was born the third child. There's my brother Rusty Wallace, my brother Mike, and of course myself. And you know, I just don't expect these type of honors. So the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame called me up and said it was a unanimous vote, that nobody said no, and that made it more special. So I believe, what is it, September 26th, I believe. I'm going to be inducted, so I'm excited.
September 26th is going to be at the Hilton St. Louis. They're going to have it. You won't be alone. And I think this lends to it, too. And we talk about kind of transformative travel and family road trips and all that kind of stuff. And we'll talk about it in a minute or two. Some of the, now, of course, it'll be to see your enshrinement and, of course, see the special area dedicated to you at the Hall of Fame. But there's a lot of great reasons to get in the car and take that road trip to St. Louis for the Sports Hall of Fame. Think about this. And I know here in Chicago, we don't necessarily think about all of it, because people just identify with, you know, in racing, right? It's you identify with the car or the sponsor or just yourself and your personality. Not everybody knows where everybody is from. So many from kind of that North Carolina area, but St. Louis is your home. The Hall of Fame, you're going in with some great individuals. You know, you got Terry Metcalf, football player. You got Cubs. You've got a great Cub, Ken Holtzman, right? A lot of people may not know he's got St. Louis roots. Keith Kachuk from the Blues, Andy Van Slyke. I mean, it's going to be an awesome group.
Yes, it's overwhelming. There's no doubt. You know, you talk about everybody being from somewhere. Well, the high school that I graduated from in 1981, Fox Senior High, just south of St. Louis, we have a Hall of Fame in there. And it was really neat because, you know, he was Chicago, he was the football team up there, the Bears, and there he is. And but he's from St. Louis. So, you know, it would be a dream if everybody could play, you know, for their sports team. But the bottom line is everybody's from somewhere. So I thought it was pretty cool that right there in my high school, we had somebody that graduated from my high school but played for the Chicago Bears, and they're in our Hall of Fame in the high school. So really cool. And, yeah, when I heard those names that I was being inducted with, I'm like, me? You know, so it's a little crazy and very overwhelming.
Well, it's going to be one of those things where I think as people kind of move through the Hall of Fame, and you've always been a great ambassador for the sport and for racing, but I think it may help introduce even more people outside that may just be sports fans, right, into your career and all the things that you've done. I think that's part of it, right? I mean, you've had a great career to be able to race at all those levels that you did. Very few drivers ever get to that point. So obviously the talent is there, but do you think part of it is because you've just been such a great ambassador, not only for racing, but for St. Louis?
100%. You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, my brother Rusty Wallace, my brother Mike, my mom, you know, there's no doubt that I was a B, you know, as in Bob, B race car driver. I was never a Jeff Gordon or, you know, Dale Earnhardt, but I was good enough to make 905 NASCAR starts. And you cannot stay in the sport of NASCAR that long with, you know, belonging. So along the way, you know, when I ran all those races in NASCAR, when I was on national TV and when I was on radio, like we are right now, I always talked about, you know, St. Louis. I love St. Louis. I love Chicago. But, you know, St. Louis is my home, and I absolutely love it. And I always represent and always talk about it. And, Yeah, my brother Mike, he says, well, Herm, one of the reasons you're going into the Hall of Fame is because that's all you talk about is the city of St. Louis. And that's good with me, man. You know, that makes me happy.
Here on the road, we talk about those road trips, and we've done Indianapolis and Louisville and farther away places, and certainly places in Wisconsin. And when it comes to St. Louis, you're going to put your kind of Visitor Tourism Bureau hat on right now. Of course, you're going to go to the Hall of Fame, and you're going to see, you know, Kenny, and you're going to see all the stuff that you have there. But what are some of the other reasons people from the area all over the Midwest should make that kind of family road trip to St. Louis and check it out?
Very easy to spend 5 full days in St. Louis. First thing I would do is when you're coming down 55 South, you want to stop and celebrate the gateway to the West with everybody in America. You know, when those settlers got to that Mississippi River, they thought, how in the world are we going to cross this river? So the arch signifies that, and the arch just finished, I believe, a $300 or $500 million renovation. It's super cool. You can still go up in the arch. They got a beautiful museum, you know, about the Mississippi River and about the settlers and that the way we sold, you know, fur trading on the Mississippi right here in St. Louis. And of course, there's an incredible movie on how the arch was built. When you're done with the arch, man, you want to head south on 55 about 3 miles and get off at the legendary home of Anheuser-Busch, you know, yes. Budweiser, Bud Light. We make it all right there. Then, you know, we got the city center, we got the science center, you know, we have Forest Park. We have a lot going on right here in St. Louis. And, of course, you want to watch your beloved Cubs play our Cardinals right there at Busch Stadium. And then you want to watch your Blackhawks play our St. Louis Blues right there at the Scott Trade Center. So I rattle off just so many things right there. Believe me, that's 3 days worth and way more if you really want to take your time and go through all the really neat things that we have. And, of course, we got all the casinos. My gosh, we got, you know, River City Casino, the Lumiere Casino, Ameristar, and Hollywood Casino. So we got it going on just like you guys got it going on in Chicago. We are a fine city.
It's a great sports town and some world-class barbecue as well. You got Pappy's there. I know they were up here for Windy City Smokeout. Sugar Fire Smokehouse has gotten a lot of accolades. You want some good barbecue, you guys have it.
I love it. You make me happy, man. Yeah, we do. And I got to tell you, you bring up a good point. So many people, especially when we have the NASCAR races right here in town, and, you know, obviously that's another reason you want to come to St. Louis is because we do hold, you know, the NASCAR truck races here, right here at Gateway. We've got, you know, the Indy cars in town, the Bomarito 500. That race is incredible. And we are the home of dirt racing. We got Kenny Schrader's I-55 Raceway just south of St. Louis by about 20 miles. We got Kevin and Tammy Gundaker's Tri-City Speedway, Granite City, Illinois. We got Belleville. We got Highland. We got Brownstown. We have so much racing right here in St. Louis, and I guess that's kind of the hidden secret, but I do my best to let everybody know how much dirt racing and NASCAR racing is right here in St. Louis.
Yeah, you think North Carolina gets all, of course, Indiana, of course, gets a lot of that as well, but St. Louis, a lot of it happening. You mentioned the different styles, and you have excelled at all of them. Your love for dirt racing, it is what you're doing now. Doug Bowles, president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, is on the show with us today as well, and so I wanted to get your thoughts about them. They're building a dirt track inside. You've raced there in the stock cars for sure, and they're going to have a dirt track right in the middle at Indianapolis.
You know, there's an old saying, history repeats itself. So we all started racing on dirt. That's just a fact. Dirt is where motorsports started. You know, before we had paving or concrete, asphalt, you know, or even the board tracks. You know, years ago we used to race on high bank. They made a track made of boards, you know, and you race on wooden tracks. But dirt is where it all started. And I think the Indianapolis Motor Speedway has realized that it has come full circle now with these great race car drivers like a Kyle Larson or Tony Stewart. It goes on and on. Even Jeff Gordon, they started on dirt. And that's really smart of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to put a dirt track inside the Indianapolis Motor Speedway just because I believe in life you have to pay it forward. And, you know, there's a lot of racetracks around that area, dirt tracks especially. So, I think it's going to be awesome, and once again, I believe it's paying it forward. Don't forget your roots. And that's what I really like about it.
Yeah, that's coming up September 5th, the Driven to Save Lives BC 39 Dirt Track. They're going to have that thing all ready to go and racing there as well. You mentioned the Cubs, and before we let you go, want to get your thoughts on this. You know, it's coming down to it, as it so often does. You'll be going into that St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame with a Cub and with a Cardinal. And now you look at we've got a lot of fans up here north of the border in Wisconsin. They were all excited about the Brewers. They have faded. Now it's 1-2 Cubs, Cardinals. Your thoughts?
Well, I just think that, you know, both teams have made some incredible moves. You know, you got Murphy from the Washington Nationals. You needed that. We needed Matt Adams. Big City is back in St. Louis. Absolutely incredible. Big City was a fan favorite. You know, a good lefty hitter. He can hit the ball out of the ballpark. He's only played 94 games this year, or 96, 18 home runs, and, you know, we need him. So I think it's a... It's an exciting time for baseball. This rivalry is a lot of fun. I love the city of Chicago. I want to tip my hat to y'all, but there's no doubt that there's been some injuries along the way for the Cubs and the Cardinals, and they saddle up and be able to get some players. And, I'll never forget what Derek Jeter said with the Yankees. He said, you know, to win 100 games in baseball, you have to be really good. But to win the World Series, you have to be really lucky.
Yep.
And, that's because you get so many injuries. And so here we go, man. It's the Cubs and Cardinals with just a little bit of time left. And, oh, my God, just let's breathe, because it's getting ready to be fun.
Yes, yes, yes. On paper, you can have all the talent in the world, and you hit on it, Kenny, right? You've still got to be absolutely lucky. All those pieces have to fall into place at the end of September. We'll see how it goes. A lot of things, but you're going to be excited, hopefully, maybe, some baseball situation. I hope you're only slightly excited, maybe with a wild card, right?
Yeah.
At the end of September.
You know what's crazy is Major League Baseball has made it to where, was it 2011, we got in on a wild card, and we peaked, and that's what Derek Jeter meant.
Yep.
You know, when you got to be a little lucky to win the World Series, we peaked at the right time, and we won it all. So, you know, there's that old saying, if you're in it, you can win it.
Yep.
So it's an exciting time.
Well, somebody is going to be peaking at the right time, end of September. We know that. September 26th, Hilton St. Louis. Kenny Wallace will be inducted into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. And so we are looking forward to that. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. And enjoy seeing you in all of the work, Brandon, breaking down the action and sharing your personality along with all those great stars of motorsports. Kenny, how can people keep up with you, all your adventures, social media, as you're going forward?
Well, we're fortunate to have great social media following. Just check me out on Twitter, on Kenny_Wallace. And then we have a fun Facebook site, which is Kenny Wallace, and in parentheses, official page. So check me out there. And, of course, we're also on Instagram. Same thing, Kenny Wallace 36. But, yeah, I always post what we're up to. We're headed out to Colorado to do a little bit of dirt racing out there, and then we'll end it, with a lot of dirt racing around the Missouri, Illinois area. And then, of course, I'll be back on Fox Sports 1 towards the end of this year. They'll have me out. We're going to ramp it up and start covering the playoffs. Even though NBC has it right now, we will have some pre- and post-race shows to help cover the race for the championship here in NASCAR, and I will be on a lot of those shows.
Yeah, you always keep it fun, keep us informed, and we love the social media. I know the fans love it too. You share so much with your awesome family, so that's great too. They love seeing all that fun that you're having with the kids, with the grandkids, with everybody. So bless you, Kenny.
Thank you so much. Yeah, my grandbabies are everything to me. So man, what a wonderful time to be me. And I just turned 55 years old. It's a great age.
Well, yo, come on, you're young. 55 is like the new 32, I think, right?
I love it.
Thanks so much, and thanks for jumping on the air today.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.